Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today as we continue on in a message I started a few days ago, the living Lord Jesus Christ. And for people who have heard about Jesus, but they don't have a personal relationship with Him, many feel that He was a wonderful teacher or a prophet, or a good man with a wonderful ethical, moral system of beliefs and teachings. But beloved, He was not just that. He was all of those things. He was a prophet, but He was not just a man. He was and is, in fact, and always shall be, the living progeny of His Father God. In the sixth chapter of John, after Jesus fed 5,000 with five loaves and two fishes, the people came seeking Jesus. And what did Jesus say? He knew their hearts. He says, "You seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled." Jesus then tells the people to labor or seek for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for Him hath God the Father sealed. Then Jesus tells the people in verse 29, "Believe on Him whom God hath sent." When people ask, "What shall we do to work the works of God?" That was His answer: believe on Him whom He has sent. And that's His answer to us today. What can we do to work the works of God? We have to really believe. We have to get a revelation of who Jesus Christ truly is, that He is the unchanging Alpha and Omega. He is the highest reality. He upholds all things by the word of His power. In Him exist all things, and they were created for His pleasure. Praise God. In John 6:33, Jesus states, "For the bread of heaven is He which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world." Notice, Jesus Christ came down from heaven. In John 6:38, Jesus states very clearly, "I came down from heaven." And He went even further and stated in verse 51 of John chapter 6, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven." Beloved, He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He was and is the Son of God. He came, He was born of a virgin. He took upon Himself the form of a man, thereby becoming also the Son of Man. Beloved, if you are walking with Jesus, you're not serving some sort of imaginary Savior. He's real. He's alive. He's living. He was in the beginning with the Father. God's thoughts in creation became vocal through Jesus Christ, for He is the Word of God. And when God thought, "Let there be light," then Jesus Christ spoke those words, and the Spirit of God moved to create whatever He was speaking. He moved on the face of the deep. In the beginning, it says to talk, the Spirit of God hovered over the waters. So Jesus is more than just a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger in Bethlehem. Jesus Christ is more than a carpenter's son. He's more than a religious figurehead. He is the Savior of the world, and there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus made it very clear and plain. He was with the Father before the world was. That's why the Jews of His day, the religious bunch, the Pharisees, the scribes, the lawyers, hated Him, because He was making Himself one with God. They thought it was blasphemy. In John 17:5, these words are Jesus' words. He said, "And now, O Father, Glorify me with thine own self, with the glory which I had. Listen to this. Jesus said, which I had with thee before the world was. Thus, Jesus declared that he existed before the world was created, right? And that he is the eternal Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if we look at John 1:14 and compare it with Colossians chapter 1, you know, if you've been doubted or been confused as to whether these two statements in the Bible meant Jesus was only a creature and was not the Lord, was not God incarnate, was not with God in the beginning. Let's read it for ourselves. First, note that the Apostle Paul in this first chapter was talking about Jesus. In verse 13, Paul tells us that the Father did something for us. That is, every person who experiences the new birth, the word says, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Now, what is Paul talking about here? He's referring to Jesus being the firstborn of every creature. What was he saying? He was talking about his birth of the Virgin Mary. And that is the reason why he is called the only begotten of the Father through the Holy Spirit. Paul is talking about Jesus Christ, for by him were all things that are created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Verse 17, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Verse 18, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. And so that word begotten was not referring to his eternal origin, but to his earthly origin. And Paul makes that clear in the verse that I just shared with you. He was the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. And so, as believers, we don't have to live timid and fearful, hiding in some corner somewhere, afraid of the devil, because of what Jesus did. The word tells us, greater is Christ in you, beloved, than he, the devil, that is in the world. John 1:13 tells us that Christ created all things. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. My friends, Jesus lives in you as a child of God. And do you think for 1 minute that he wants you to accept defeat and just throw up your hands and give up when trials and testings come? Jesus has made a way. In 1 Corinthians 8 and 6, he tells us, there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. And Paul tells us that God created all things by Jesus Christ. Let me share Ephesians 3 and 9. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in Christ, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Praise God. And then in Hebrews 1, and 2, and let me read verse 1 and 2. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Praise God. Now, the world may not recognize him, and obviously they don't, as Lord and Savior. They don't accept his divinity. And there are those who, in religious circles, who may preach half-truths, and so their congregations are filled with modernistic jargon and atheistic practices. I mean, the things that are being preached from the pulpit, there is a great separating, a great falling away in mainline denominations that have existed for years and years, for centuries. They may have been birthed in the power of the Holy Spirit, but it's so sad to see what has happened. The devil knows, beloved, Jesus. He knows who he is, that he's the Son of God. The evil spirits in Matthew 8:29 called Jesus the Son of God. In Mark 1:24, the evil spirits confessed the name of Jesus Christ and called him the Holy One of God. In Mark 3:11, demon spirits fell down before him and cried, saying, "Thou art the Son of God." And so we're admonished, beloved, by the Apostle Paul to speak the truth in love. For what purpose? So that we may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Ephesians 4:15. And so, beloved, it's not God's will that you live in sorrow, sickness, and suffering. Jesus Christ paid it all. Not only is he your Savior, not only, if you accept him, do you have that blessed hope, that confidence that when you die, you will be with him, but he's here for you now, for this life. He's your healer, your baptizer, your head, your bridegroom. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Beloved, he hasn't changed. And the God of the New Testament is the same as the God of the Old Testament. Beloved, he's the same God. It was a different dispensation. The law was given for a purpose. But now, thank God, we live under grace. Hallelujah. Well, my time has just flown, and there's much more to share. And I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time, where you can click on the UCM website, unveilchrist.org, click on the broadcast, and listen anytime at your convenience. It's a joy to share the word of the Lord with you, and I just want to pray for you in a personal way. If you have needs, I invite you to write, share your mailing address that I can write at length back to you. If you want to email, you may include your address, but I will confirm receipt of the email and also pray whatever the need is. I thank you so much for listening, and I want you to know I pray for my UCM partners every day, as well as for my radio family. Some of you have never written. Nonetheless, it's not a coincidence. It's not an accident. The Lord has you listen for a reason and for a purpose. So I thank God for that, and unto Jesus be all the glory. I love you. I thank God for you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,